This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Oh, there's a lot to talk about. Yes, indeed, the government has been shut down. I get into that. But there's other stuff out there, too. Did you guys hear the Ruth Bader, what, RBG? Is that what they call her? Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Yeah, RBG. The RBG movie is coming out. Yeah, Ruth. They got a movie about this icon. Ruth. Ruth wasn't always old. At some point, Ruth was a... You know, supposedly an attractive woman. I've never looked at a younger picture of Ruth. For what reason? Why would I go do that? So I could go, wow, Ruth was really pretty on you. But they got a Felicity Jones is playing her. Yeah, I think that may be Quincy Jones' daughter. Is that right? Because her other daughter was in, what was that movie? My Buddy. Anyway, it was a buddy film. And I like her. She's a, you know, interesting girl. But anyway, I think Felicity's her sister. What's interesting, even interesting about that is that she's half black. But anyway, she's playing Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I think the movie is called On the Basis of Sex. Yeah. And what was it I was watching recently? Look, everything on TV now is about how powerful the woman is, and man is just like, oh, he's there. But, you know, like if you made a movie about Superman, Superman would just be like a clerk in the grocery store. And the real heroine would be, you know, somebody, some chick walking in who can make him little. It reminds me of Zsa Zsa Gabor. She said, I didn't hang around men, women a lot. She goes, I preferred hanging around men. She goes, because I could tell the one who liked me, and then I would make him my slave. It's a true story. I mean, I paraphrase, but she knew that she could be much more powerful with men than she could with women. Women would be jealous and catty. Men would appreciate her, and she would look at how they viewed her, and she would use their, you know, infatuation with her against them, and she literally says, I would make him... The one who became most infatuated, I would make him my slave. And as Zsa Zsa, the Gabor sisters did very well in America. Yes, darlings. Very wealthy women, married, were taken care of by men because of the way that they did it. And were famous for it. I mean, they made it cool. As far as I was concerned, Zsa Zsa Gabor was like, what? Go, girl. She was like, not dog, you know, it's kind of like Green Acres. You know, where Green Acres is the place to be. You don't even know what that is. Don't even look at me, you youngsters. This is where Eddie Albert takes his trophy wife and moves to the farm. And then he says, look, you're no longer going to have this Manhattan lifestyle. And one of her lines is, give me Manhattan. No, keep Manhattan, give me that country style. That's what he says. And she says, New York is where I'd rather stay. I rather detest... Well, she says something like baling hay. And, you know, I love the penthouse views. Take Park Avenue, you know, I don't know. But if you know the song, you know what I'm talking about. It was a really cool thing. But it was the idea was women could be women. And they used their feminine wiles and got their guys or whatever else. And if you want it to work, that's fine. Anyway, so Ruth Bader Ginsburg is going to be, she's going to be an icon in 2019. The reason why is she's gone. The left, she's toast. Ruth is gone. She's off the court. Donald Trump's going to appoint yet another Supreme Court justice. He's already looking at the list. Merry Christmas to y'all and Happy New Year. You're going to get a third Supreme Court justice from Donald Trump. What did I tell you? I wrote about this two years ago. I said, don't be shocked if Donald Trump does, forget the two, he's going to do three, maybe four. And that's where we sit. Anyways, I said, this article says she's become a cultural icon as the fine CNN Films documentary RBG made clear. Yet a new movie chronicling an early chapter in the Supreme Court Justice's career on the basis of sex provides more dutiful than delightful, only stirring to life towards the end. So they're not giving it a great review. They're saying it's dutiful. It's letting you know all the things that led up to why RBG is amazing. She's an icon. You know, she's just amazing in the feminist movement. What would we have done without her? On the basis of sex. Felicity Jones plays Ginsburg, introduced in 1956, when she's one of the few women at Harvard Law School. During a dinner with a starched dean, the nine female students are asked point blank to explain why you're occupying a place at Harvard that could have gone to a man. Oh, by the way, if you ever read the bottom of these movies, they say things like, all of the scenes that we make didn't necessarily happen. They might just be in there for theatrical content, you know, or to make the story better. That, in other words, we might be lying to you to embellish just a bit so we make you understand what our narrative is. And that's what they do. Anyway, they go on to say this. After a health scare involving her husband, Marty, the movie rather abruptly jumps ahead to 1970. At that point, Ginsburg is teaching law. Before she becomes involved in the sex discrimination case that not only provides the title, but would set in motion her scintillating track record arguing before the high court. Look, I'll be honest with you. Getting to argue something before the Supreme Court is probably every lawyer's dream, every attorney's dream. I mean, not everyone. I'm not the ambulance chasers, but the guys that have want to do a career, they're like, I'd love to argue my point before the court. I'll put it to you this way. When I'm debating, I want the most prestigious audience. I tell people all the time, bring me your Oxford, you know, your Harvard's, your Cambridge. I was going to say Cambridge. Your Cambridge. Give me all of those guys. I want to argue against them. Dershowitz said he would love to have a debate. Then I'm going to have a debate with Alan Dershowitz over some of these issues. And I'll tell you that he's going to prove to be, he's more libertarian. So I don't think it's going to be much of a debate, but it would be interesting to me. I want the guys that have all of the knowledge from these books to come in and, you know, show me what they got. Show me what you're working with. Check what yourself. My white audience is going, what's he doing? But the youngsters are going, yeah, Kevin, shake it up. Show me what you're working with. Shake your butt. There's a song, Shake You, Show Me What You're Working With. Anyway, Ginsburg is, and look, I don't care what the left does. Well, make her your icon. And I'm going to go find out a little bit more about her so I can be more intelligent. But, you know, here's what I can say. She votes against us every time. Conservatives. And I'm actually glad Trump gets to replace her. We got a lot to talk about.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Oh, man, there's a lot of crow being served right now. You want to know why? You want to know why? Because almost all the fake news media outlets said the president didn't visit the troops on Christmas. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. We're going to cover a couple of subjects over the next few minutes. But it was funny, Yahoo News. The
first time the president hasn't visited,
you know, a sitting president hasn't visited the troops, blah, blah, blah. And it was NBC article showing George Bush visiting the troops. Of course, because Bush is now a new darling. Yeah, the Obamas approved of the Bushes. They approve of them now. So it's okay. It's okay to like George Bush. But they didn't like him before. Anyway, Donald Trump and Melania were headed over to visit the troops while all the negative news was going on. And it's so funny how this works out. Montel Williams, you know, that leftist piece of crap former. Does even admit this guy was a Marine, quite frankly, is a disgrace to the Marine Corps. He tweeted it. She on the NBC News. Donald Trump's the first president, blah, blah, blah. Then guess what? Alyssa Milano picks it up. Oh, like she cares about the troops or that the Trump visited the troops. That the president visited the troops. She doesn't care. It was just something else to jump on Trump about. And she did it. And after I saw at least five media outlets and five knucklehead, and I'm going to use my finger quotes, celebrities, D-listers. Oh, ooh, Donald Trump didn't visit the troops. He didn't visit the troops. He didn't visit the troops. Look, the troops can use a boost of morale by having the president there, but it's not necessary. But they all pretend to care because he hadn't visited the troops. Look at this. He's such a mean guy. He doesn't visit. Oh, my God, he visited the troops. Okay, well, I'll find something else to get outraged about here in a minute. A bunch of big old babies. And if you're a Democrat, progressive, leftist puke listening to this program, you know I'm right. If Barack Obama didn't visit the troops, would I have said, you know, he doesn't like the troops, so I'm not surprised. And if it turned out that he did, I would say, congratulations, good for him. I think he did. Apparently he did. That's what everybody's saying. I'll put it to you this way. If I were a troop, well, one of the troops, I wouldn't have wanted Obama to visit. He doesn't care about them. Yep, go look at the rules of engagement. There are many people I know who said, I'm getting out because of Obama, and they did. And there were a few people that I know that their sons and a couple of daughters were going to enlist, and they said, nah, I'll wait until we get a real president. But anyway, if he went, congratulations. I don't care one way or the other. There was enough to talk about Obama about without worrying about where he was for Christmas. But Donald Trump, man, woo, he didn't visit the troops. Oh, wow, he did. Oh, okay. Well, I don't like his tax policy. I don't like the way he treats illegals. Doesn't matter that it works. See, when you get after Barack Obama for visiting the troops, you can say it's a publicity stunt. In fact, that's what somebody said of Trump. He didn't visit the troops. Then the next day they found out he visited the troops, and then somebody went, it was a publicity stunt. Really? So what every president does is now a publicity stunt? And why are you going to announce, oh, the president's going to be coming over to visit the troops? Here's his flight pattern. Here's how he's going to get here. He'll arrive, fly over Islamabad, and he will arrive by helicopter to here, you know? You don't announce it. Anyway, found it interesting. Go look it up. You don't have to believe me. Go look. Donald Trump doesn't visit the troops. There'll be 15 major stories, major news outlets saying it. Look at the movie stars who tweeted about it. Then do yourself a favor. Look for anybody who apologized. Any of them. Montel the Puke Williams, Alyssa, D-lister celebrity Milano, whatever her name is. Look at it. Did any of them apologize? Nope. Hey, I got it wrong. So what? So what? I made people believe that the president doesn't care about the troops. I don't need to talk anymore about it. Shame on them, man. See, that's what leftists do. It's exactly how they behave. That's why I come on here and I talk much crap. But you know what? You're welcome to call me 844-551-8255 and we can debate the troop story. We can debate, oh, Kevin, the media gets it wrong sometimes. The media gets it wrong a lot. When it comes to Donald Trump, how often did the media get it wrong with Barack Obama? How often did the media completely ignore Barack Obama? Scandals, all kinds of crap that he did, the faux pas that he made, domestically and foreign, whatever. How many times did they just look the other way? Why? Because he's Mr. Dreamy. He stopped being Mr. Dreamy in 2010. Yeah, and that's stretching it. He stopped being Mr. Dreamy within 6 months of his presidency. Be truthful, leftists. You listen to Kevin Jackson. You can absorb this without being upset. I don't care. Look, if you carried it on through the end of 2011 or 12, congratulations. Most people didn't. Oh, how do I know? Oh, you want to get smart, huh? This is how I know. The midterms in 2010. That's how I know. I know that was the biggest turn in the House and the Senate in decades. Because Mr. McDreamy was no longer Mr. McDreamy. Nobody cared about Obama. He held on by cheating in 2012, and then guess what? We got both houses of Congress, House and the Senate. 2014, what happened? He got shellacked yet again. 2016, what happened? People didn't even give a crap about him. Oh, he's exiting out as the highest ranking president ever. If you want to believe those nonsense polls, it's the same polling that said Hillary Clinton was going to become the next president. So congratulations. If that's, you won't think he's Mr. McDreamy, fine. But I'll tell you this, within 6 months, worst case a year, best case rather, in your case, lefties, Barack Obama's luster had worn off. People started seeing him for who he was. And if you were truly honest with yourselves, you would admit he sucked as a president. And you would also admit that Donald Trump is a rock star, and the only reason why you don't want to give him credit is because you're butthurt. Oh, yeah. I know it's still smart. It's been 2 years, and you're still feeling that pain of us coming in there with these army boots with razor tips, phew, kicking you right where, as my uncle would say, hitting them where the good Lord's splitting them. Yeah, that's what you're mad about. You're mad because we proved to you exactly what Donald Trump said. You're fake news. You're a bunch of fake nonsense. I mean, it's all you spread is a bunch of fakeness. But see, this is a tough love lesson. We're not mad at you if you took your lesson. The problem is you don't listen. You won't take your lesson. And then you do the same stuff that we've been talking about. Oh, Donald Trump, he ain't gonna see the troops. He's such a mean president. Yeah, because you care, right? Yeah, John Kerry, right? He cares. Mr. Our troops raised entire villages and killed Vietnamese women and children indiscriminately. But we love our troops. We love to talk about the troops when it comes to budgeting and holding back money. But we don't really care about the troops when it comes to protecting this country and then protecting their lives. Well, congratulations, Mr. President, for making liars out of the media again.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop 'em, drop 'em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
As the partial government shutdown continues in day six, President Trump holding firm on his demands.
The folks are saying, can we have some drones? Can we have technology? Technology is bells and whistles. You have to have a wall. You have to have protection. When you say, how long is it going to take? When are they going to say that we need border security?
A wide area of the country is being affected by a major winter storm system. NBC News meteorologist Bonnie Schneider says things are not looking good for a lot of travelers.
Winter weather alert stretching all the way from Texas up to the Canadian border. It's really incredible because we have 12 million Americans right now impacted by these winter weather advisories.
And if you haven't done enough shopping, Amazon's third annual Digital Day will take place on Friday. Although if you go and check out Amazon now, there are some deals currently available. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739, 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Baby, it's cold outside. Hey, everybody, welcome. Kevin Jackson here. It's cold inside. You really need to come into the bed because it's cold out there. Get under the blankets because it's cold out there. Oh, man, we are the only nation in the world that has time to evaluate a song, an iconic song, and make it, oh, this is terrible for women, you know. But what about a dude? I heard a female version where the woman says, you really should stay. And she says, you really should stay. And he goes, it's cold outside or whatever. It's opposite. I don't know which is which, but you know what I'm talking about. It's opposite. And you know what the Me Too movement wants us to believe? That women never sexually harass men. They don't grab us by the butt. They don't intimidate us in jobs when they're, in control of us, even when they're not. They don't say things like, oh, look at him, and give us leering looks. Are you kidding me? Man, I could write a book on that stuff. Women just ogling me like I'm a piece of meat. Kevin Jackson shows what you're listening to, folks. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. And contrary to what you might hear, I have more than a face for radio. I have a body and a face for TV, and I'm serious. But really, think about it. We talk about secondhand smoke. We have all these passive aggressive things that people look at like, oh, his language was too difficult for me. And the world laughs at us for the leftism. They don't laugh at us for the conservatives. We're the ones that go, shut up. We're the ones who tell our kids when they say things like, well, so-and-so, he did this to me. And we say, man up and just be quiet. Shut up back there. We're the parents that say, get used to the real world. It's not going to accommodate all your nonsense. Leave it to these leftists, boy. Ooh. I really can't stay. It's cold. Have they listened to rap music? Have they listened to most of the music that, I mean, look, if Baby It's Cold Outside makes you think of Me Too and misogyny and rape culture and all that, then what else? I mean, holy cow. I mean, I'm not going to go back and look at every song that has the potential to make you think about it, but come on. Oh, now here, we did. You guys got me this. Yeah, that's right. They got me this official Christmas. Frosty the Snowman promotes white privilege. White Christmas promotes white privilege. Do you hear what I hear? Probably insults the hearing impaired, right? Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Climate change denial. Silver Bells promotes open pit mining. What Child Is This denigrates DNA testing. Sleigh Ride encourages the abuse of horses. We Three Kings is sexist. I'll Be Home for Christmas excludes the homeless. The Little Drummer Boy, child labor case, right? Feliz Navidad, condescending because it's the age of Trump. Blue Christmas, tasteless exploitation of a real holiday medical problem, depression. Oh, little town of Bethlehem, no mention of Palestine. Go tell it on the mountain. Missionary zeal injures self-esteem of indigenous religions. You get what I'm saying? That's the offensive list of Christmas songs that you need to be aware of when you're thinking about, baby, it's cold outside. Yeah. You didn't know about that, did you? You didn't think about that, did you? Because you're one of these white folks. I know. You're one of these white folks that don't have to care. You got all that white privilege going on, dreaming of a white Christmas and going on. Anyway, we got a lot to talk about today. Shutdown is a weekend. How you dealing? How you handling it? You okay with the shutdown? I'm going to talk a lot more about that in a bit. But I want to check on you because, you know what? This is a depressing time of the year, and the shutdown might have just sent you over the edge. Oh, you don't have a government job, right? Yeah. And you do realize that all of the essential services are still there, and you just haven't been able to take advantage of the non-essential services. I'm just curious. How's it impacting you? Yeah, you can call me, 844-551-8255. It's been, I don't know, a week or so. Tell me what, give me a call and tell me, Kevin, this government shutdown has been awful. I lost two cable channels. I didn't know, the grocery store did not stock four items that they normally did. Or, you know, some coffee shop didn't make the one you had, didn't have. Give me some. Tell me what impact this has had on you. And by the way, if you don't have any direct impact, tell me the impact that it's had on somebody that you know. The government, let me think. Okay, so the government is shut down. Have any of my friends complained? Oh, Kevin, I couldn't go to the Grand Tetons. I didn't get to see Mount Rushmore. Oh, you couldn't see it from the highway, huh? Okay, what, you couldn't get into Yellowstone? Give me something. Did your gas prices go up? Did your electricity go up? Did you lose your job? Did they take away your bonus? What happened to you during the time of the government shutdown? Well, I'm just curious, because Chuck Schumer said, he'll shut your government down, and it's going to be awful. Ooh, I'm already covering the government shutdown. That's not what I wanted to cover. I wanted to cover this offensive Christmas. This offensiveness that we, you know, put onto the people every year while we neglect Kwanzaa, and we neglect Ramadan, and we neglect Hanukkah, and whatever else. Yeah. Well, Hanukkah we don't. We do listen to the Jews. That's indeed true. You guys want to talk about the shutdown? We might as well. I mean, we've been talking about it all the whole time, right? See, here's the deal. We were easy to play. All the things leading into the shutdown. Trump's not going to shut the government down now because they're going to give him $1.6 billion and he's going to cave. And this is what's going to happen and blah, blah, blah. And Ann Coulter's out there. Number of days since we haven't started building the wall and all this nonsense. I like Ann. She's a sweet lady. But let me tell you, this idea that Donald Trump is arbitrarily can build a wall is ridiculous. He's looking for a consensus. He's trying to figure it out. He's trying to see when will the left, you know, join in here? How do we make them see the light? But we were easy to play. Before the shutdown, I had people writing me, Kevin, Donald Trump, what do you think about him now? He's not going to shut down the government. He caved. He caved. You, who was it? I wish I had your name in front of me who sent me a note. Yeah, what do you think now, black man? Huh? What do you think about you, Donald Trump? Is he still your God, Moses? And I was like, you people are easy to play. I had no idea what Trump had planned for the border wall or the shutdown. But here's what I know he said to Chuck Schumer. I'm willing to shut this government down. I'm willing to take the blame or the credit, however you want to call it. I'm willing to do that. Yeah, because I'll stand on my principle. I'll stand on what I said to the American public. And I'm going to tell you something. For you naysayers, Donald Trump has not let us down in 99% of the things that he said he's going to do. Even the ones you think he hasn't done. He's still negotiating on behalf of you. And I have one question for you. You ready? Who do you trust more? The media and Schumer? Or Donald Trump? Who's earned your trust? Have the Republican rhinos, the Paul Ryans of the world, and the Mitch McConnells and that ilk, have they earned it? Has the media earned it? Has Chuck Schumer and Pelosi, have they earned it? No. Donald Trump's earned your trust. Conservatives writing, he backed down. And then what did he do? He shuts the government down. He did exactly what he says. And I would write these people back and I would go, let me explain something to you. Donald Trump doesn't back down. He may step back and reassess, but I want you to think about a fight. Do you think you're losing a fight when you take a step back? When a guy starts throwing at you and you step to the side or whatever? Are you losing a fight when you go sideways or you go back a little bit just to lure him in so you can step sideways and deliver a right cross? As a fighter, let me explain to you. The answer is the landscape of the fight is changing all the time. But you can be whooping butt and coming backwards. You understand what I'm saying? Donald Trump whooped the leftist butts when it comes to this issue. He says, I'll shut it down. And you know what people are going to realize? That these non-essential government services are indeed that, non-essential. And you know what else they're going to realize? That these essential government services, there's 20% of those people that are non-essential, and they need to be gone. And they're going to realize that Donald Trump is not going to negotiate when he's talking about a small amount of money to build a wall, and I already went through all the different monies where he could get money from in order to build this wall, and the ways that he can do it, where he doesn't need our money, he doesn't need Congress's approval, he can go get the money. And that's what he's doing. Representative Sheila Jackson Lee, get this, wanted to pass legislation that would block the federal government from accepting funds raised in a GoFundMe account. I just want you to understand how crazy the left is when it comes to this shutdown and building the wall. They don't even want your money, which they already, when they steal it from you, they want it. But when you give it to them and say, I want it to go to that, they don't want it to happen. You should be asking yourself why they don't want that to happen. Can you imagine if you got to give your money and say, I want it to be done, used for this? That would be scary for the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat. Hamilton the Pug. And Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I can't tell you when the government's going to be open. I can tell you it's not going to be open until we have a wall, a fence, whatever they'd like to call it. I'll call it whatever they want. But it's all the same thing. It's a barrier from people pouring into our company, into our country from drugs. It's a barrier from drugs. It's a barrier. You know, there's a problem in this world today. It's called human trafficking. Human trafficking is one of the hard-to-believe problems. And we're not going to let that take place. We're not going to. We are working so hard to catch these traffickers. They're bad people.
We can't do it without a barrier. We can't do it without a wall.
I don't have the exact years, but I know that Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi both voted for the border wall twice. They agreed to fund 700 miles of the border. I don't know how much money. Just go look it up. You know, here's the thing. I'm not going to do all the work. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you talking to. I do know this. The most disingenuous people about this border wall are the Democrats. Oh, yeah, the Rhino Republicans pretend as well. But at least they feign some level of support for, quote, comprehensive immigration reform. And you guys have heard me speak about this. See, for the Democrats, they want everything done immediately. That's their excuse for doing nothing. You know, hey, listen, if you're going to build a building in the middle of Manhattan, why don't you just helicopter that building in, set it on a pad, you know, on a, you know, set it on its concrete, and then that's the end of it. Nobody does anything like that. You're going to start a weight loss program? You're going to get up the next day and go, okay, I want to lose 20 pounds, and tomorrow you wake up and go, I'm 20 pounds lighter? No. You're going to do it incrementally, and it may take different processes. One, you may regulate your diet. Two, you may actually say, I'm going to get up and go work out. Three, you may get a personal trainer. Four, you know, there's a host of steps. But the Democrats want you to believe, oh, no, 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 we're not. We're interested in doing comprehensive immigration reform all at once, not piecemeal. And the very first step to comprehensive immigration reform, if you really are taking it seriously, is protecting your border. They've said it, but they don't do it. Every time when I think about situations like that, the first thing that comes to my mind is, why not? If you tell me, Kevin, I need to lose 20 pounds, first thing I'm going to ask you is, well, how do you plan on doing it? You know, because you're not going to do it all at once. So what are you going to do? And if you go, well, I'm going to hit the gym, I go, well, that's important, but what else? Because people that know dieting know that it is your nutrition that matters more. So what are you going to do nutritionally? Have you gotten with an expert to look at how, you know, your physiology? Maybe you want to start even taking a notebook and jotting down what you eat, when you eat, the types of food mixtures and stuff, and working with a professional who can say, these are bad food combos. There are people who are really good at this. They know a lot more than you do. But here's the driving thing. Either you want it or you don't. How many times have I had people say to me, hey, man, I need to lose 20 pounds. And I see them again 6 months later. Yeah, I need to lose 20 pounds. What have you done? That's what we do in immigration. And by the way, most problems that we face, we go, we allow politicians to tell us, yeah, man, we're going to go lose 20 pounds. Okay, great. Whoa, we're excited. Let's go do it. It's going to make everything better for everybody, right? The body politic is going to lose 20 pounds. We're going to cut back. We're going to budget. We're going to do all these things. And we do none of it. In fact, we get fatter. Next time I see you, you're at 25. And I can see it. I can tell it. You can't button that top button on your shirt. And I'm supposed to just ignore it, right? No. I'm the person that goes, wait a minute. Thought you said you were going to be losing weight. You look like you're gaining weight. Oh, who are you to be telling me? I'm the dude that's paying the bills. Whatever, you know? What are you talking about? The only way for comprehensive immigration reform is the same thing for comprehensive tax reform, is the same thing for limiting the scope of government. And every other problem that we face is we must first begin. And the way to begin is we stop allowing people to come over here as if, I mean, we, for all intents and purposes, why do you even have border security? Why do you have the border patrol? The way leftists let people come in, why do you have any immigration system? Why do we even have a department that deals with immigration? Where's that money going? How about we begin at the beginning and we protect our border? And then we look at the people that are waiting in line and we determine who of they should come in, because they shouldn't all get in. I know, Kevin, they're waiting in line. You say you like illegal immigration. Yeah, I do. I like legal immigration. But I want you to have a reason to be here. America's not just, oh, you know, I'll jump in the legal line and that's cool. That's okay, too. No, it isn't. I want selectively to pick who can come here. Bring something. Bring a skill set. I told you guys that the left had been trying to dissuade you into believing that Trump was serious about, you know, making this about the budget, the shutdown. And he says, yeah, I'll shut it down. And he did it. Congratulations to him. Like when he said, call it whatever you want. Call it a fence. Call it a moat. I don't care what you call it. It is the first step to comprehensive immigration reform. And let me tell you something. For those of you who are naysayers, he will not lose on this battle. Ron McDaniel said this. He's the GOP chair, GNC, the RNC chair. She says, how extreme House Democrats are on immigration. 177 rejected $5.7 billion in border security. 166 voted against Kate's law, which is to increase penalties on repeat offenders. 174 opposed empowering law enforcement to fight criminal, illegal, alien gangs. 52 co-sponsored a bill to safeguard sanctuary cities. Now, I told you guys before when Stephen Miller was on with Wolf Blitzer, and he was blasting him with just all these different things going, what are you talking about? Democrats are for immigration, border protection, and immigration reform. Name me a single thing that they've done that lets you believe that they want to protect American citizens over those of illegals. Couldn't name a thing. They like it. They like pretending that they're going to do something for you that they're never going to do. I mean, it's like having that friend that says, man, you know what, dude? You know, if I ever got rich, man, you know I would take care of you, bro. And you go, yeah, well, I'm going to run with you on that for just a second, but here's the problem. You're never going to get rich. And I'm going to let you in on a dirty little secret. The friends of yours who tell you that when they get rich, they will take care of you because you've been loaning them money so they can buy their crack or whatever they buy, they aren't going to help you if they were to ever get rich. If they hit the lotto, if lightning struck one time on something in their miserable lives, I promise you, they will not help you. They will say to you, oh, yeah, you remember when you had all that money and you were just giving me a little bit, man, and now I got something and you're going to come over here. Look, they will look at you with total disdain. I don't care how much you've helped them. I don't care how much you've done for them. And don't ask me how I know. I got too many Democrats in my family. I know exactly how they are. You loan them money. But here's what I can tell you about my family. You tell me if you got these people in your family. The minute the money, if they say, can you loan me $1,000? And you say, it just so happens I can do it. Now, when are you going to pay me back? I'm going to pay you back in a week. Okay? The moment that money hits their hands, you are toast. You become the oppressor. You become like the white man. You become, so I'm talking about my family. You become in things you never knew you were. The moment that money hits their hands, it is no longer yours. It is theirs to do as they wish. I don't care if they told you they're going to make a mortgage payment. They got to pay for little, you know, Shaniqua to get her cleft palate operated on. It doesn't matter. If they don't operate on that cleft palate and that girl told her to be here for the rest of her life, it won't matter. If you come up and say, I thought I gave you that money to take care of Shaniqua's cleft palate. Oh, you're going to try to tell me what to do with my money, huh? Yeah, what's all that about? And God forbid you ask for it back. Hey, man, it's been a week. Where's my money? What money? Amnesia, bro. Amnesia. 10 years ago in 2008, 14% of illegal aliens in a Harvard study admitted to voting. Admitted to it. That's roughly 1.5 to 3 million votes back then. That was 2008. How many illegals do you think voted this time and didn't admit it? 10 years later, that same number is at least 6 million. And you want to believe that election that we just had was legit? Be happy you have a president who's willing to stand his ground.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.